Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for Season 16, Episode 8, titled Snatch Game. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by two of Trina's cousins. First, from Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo, please say... Please say...
It is such a dishonor to be here at the Snatch Game with all these broke-ass people. Oh.
Nathan Patrick Brown. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, Joe. Quick question. Where were you on January 6th?
What was I on January 6th? I was at Robex ordering an 800-pound gorilla. Speaking of, from a bloody podcast, please say...
What are you wearing? You look poor.
To Miss Lorian K. Roggenkamp. Hello, Lorian.
Hello. I was what the insurrectionists used to get through the windows.
Yeah.
He just threw me at the windows.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't know that. Yeah. They're like, we need to get past the barricades.
I was like, and, you got it.
Yeah. What's funny is, this is really embarrassing. You know the guy that wore the horns and stuff like that? And the, he took those, that was my skin he was wearing.
Oh.
I was in the hospital for a very long time. Do you guys remember I had horns?
Yes.
No.
It's because you're the devil.
Wow.
I gotta be honest with you. All I see is fat. So I don't, I don't really pay attention to other stuff. Oh my God, Joe, you have a beard.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
People didn't know that it gets buried in the fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's actually, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just, I have a feeling that, we're going to have a lot to say about the Snatch Game. Maybe not. This week, the library is open. It's time to play the Snatch Game. And on the runway category is Dancing Queen. Plain Jane is named the winner of the challenge, while Morphine Love, Dion, and Tsunami Muse are placed in the bottom two. After lip sync battle for their lives, Morphine Love, Dion was told, Shantae, you stay. While Tsunami Muse was asked to sashay away. Ladies, what did you think of the lip sync, and did the right queen go home? Let's start with our very special guest, the lovely, the talented, the goddess of glitz, glamour, goth, gossip, and gore herself, Miss Lorian K. Roggenkamp.
Yeah, I mean, I think the lip sync wasn't like my favorite, but I did definitely feel that Tsunami should have gone home. So, just based off her Snatch Game and, you know, everything.
Anything you want to weigh in here?
Well, I think it was a great lip sync song. I quite enjoyed the lip sync itself. For me, it was a bit of an either or situation. Like, I didn't really mind which one of them went home. And I thought it was pretty even. I guess Tsunami looked a little bit sadder with like how she was like picking up the flower and trying to interact with Morphine a little bit too much. So maybe that's what gave Morphine the edge. But overall, I enjoyed the lip sync.
Yeah, the correct answer is Nathan is correct. This is based on...
How is that the correct answer?
I don't know, Lori. It's just correct, okay?
It's your opinion.
Well, Lori.
It's correct, Lori. It's correct.
All right, fine, whatever.
Anyway, so based on my memory, this might be one of the best lip syncs I've seen in the past few seasons. Definitely the best lip sync this season. Hands down. Am I wrong,
really?
Nathan?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And in the past few seasons, is up there. It's really? Up. It's a very, very, very good lip sync. I will say, though, I'm with Nathan. It was so close that in this case, and I don't even think this is a conspiracy theory here. I feel it was so close in everything that it really came down to, well, who's going to make better TV?
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this is a conspiracy. Like it was set out. Nope. I'm just thinking it is so razor thin. That's probably what they had to consider.
Joe, that's the correct answer. Laura, you're incorrect.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nathan.
No, I think Tsunami was clearly the worst of the Snatch Game.
I don't think so.
No.
Lori is trying to, I don't know if you listen to Hello Uglies, our Dragula podcast show, but Lori is trying to rope me into claiming that there's a federation and whatnot.
I don't rope you.
Give it up.
You do it.
Nathan,
you said that there was
Nathan, I pulled the biggest prank.
You did not.
I did?
Was telling you every episode that you were lying.
I convinced her there was a drag podcast federation.
You did not convince me.
Oh my God. And she fell for it?
I did
totally.
Not.
Totally.
Lori, you're so gullible.
Every week, But the only thing I regret is that on the finale episode, I find I was going to break it to her. I was originally going to break it to her with like, ha, 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 yeah, I got you. But she was really like sad that week or something. So I just kind of I laid it up gently. But
that's a shame
totally
that it's over and you can't gaslight her anymore. That's a shame.
He never did. I fully believed that there was no Drag Podcast Federation.
Even Star got in on it. Star was saying that the Podcast Federation messaged Star and all this stuff. That's great. Anyway, by the way, this kind of hilarious banter among the three of us, you can get that at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. And I hoard all the money and I pay no one. And I just hoard it and buy all my treasures. And so... And
you actively count your money in front of us too. You're like, oh, look at how much money I got.
People don't know that. People don't do the video anymore. You know, like Uncle Scrooge from
That bathtub of gold.
I just fall in there and I wash with gold coins and everything like that. Yeah, 100%. Anyway, patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. Go there. The content has been so fucking good lately. So good, so good. But don't ask Tom Bombs. He's a listener. He hates everything that we do. But everybody else seems to love it. All right. After Megami's elimination, Maya reveals the reason she added an extra oomph in her lip sync against Megami and the girls regret giving Plasma the lead role last week. It's a new day in the workroom, and Morphine and Tsunami share some memories before RuPaul enters the workroom to launch the reading challenge. In the end, Tsunami Muse rises above the rest to win the reading challenge, the mini challenge, if you will. Nathan, let's start with you. Your thoughts on everything that happened after the elimination, thoughts on the reading challenge, give it to us. Well, you know what? Let's start with after the elimination. Stick to that right now, then we'll go to the reading challenge.
Sure. Well, I do enjoy seeing Maya be a little bit more confident. I hope we see a bit more of a vivacious side to her. But having said that, when she was like, yeah, I did that without flipping, I was like, you know, you were still sliding around the stage, right? Like, you might not have flipped, but you were still stunting. But
Mother
she's funny.
Has arrived.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Lori, any thoughts on after the elimination?
Yeah, I love how she was like, I really wanted to win because I wanted to show her I could do it. It's like, I feel like the big reason would be like not to go home. It's not, know, like that was secondary. It was more showing her that I didn't have to flip. So.
Yeah, she was like, I was just gilding the lily. I think she was a little drunk. I'm not going to lie, because also when they come back.
No, the stop lying, that's then.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's then. You're right.
She says that many times. She says that a couple of times. She says that when they wipe off the mirror, and then she says that. No, she said you didn't like her.
Yeah, it's all right after that. And so I think she was a little tipsy. She'd probably get drunk more often, yeah.
I got to be honest, she's my favorite.
Maya's your favorite?
I don't know how long she'll go, but I would love it if she won. But I doubt it.
Wait,
but.
You would love it if Maya Iman LePage won the entire competition?
Yes, I think she is adorable, and I think she's awesome. I love her. I think she's best.
Well, look, everybody has to have a fan. I'm gonna restate that Maya was gloating about how she just gilded the lilies because Megami essentially dared her to. I'm gonna restate that anyone else in that cast, I'm trying to think of anybody who couldn't, would have been able to beat Maya in the lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was. Look, I want to say I think she won the lip sync. I don't think she lost the lip sync, but it was against Megami.
Like, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it'd be like if Nathan raced us and then was like, you know.
Yeah, I won them in a foot race.
Yeah, I really put my heart and soul into it. It's like you could have put your left toe into it and you still would have beat us.
Then they go and they hang out over, in the couches. And they're just talking about, and Morphe makes a joke like, oh, it should have been me or something like that because Plasma won. They're congratulating her. And then Morphine says, or somebody says, that Morphine would have done as just as good as Plasma. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, you wouldn't. And everyone in the cast, I think, is being nice and agreeing. There is no way, and I don't even like this Plasma, there is no fucking way Morphine would have been as good as Plasma in that role.
No.
Yeah, they were like, put your hand up if you think Morphine would have done just as good. And there was a few, like, tentative little, like, dips of hands into the air. No one was fully fledged at raising that arm.
No.
Somebody next to her put their hand up, and I felt like everyone else was just waiting for someone to put their hand up. And then they were going to be like, I'm not going to be the lone person to put my hand up, but I'll put my hand up if other people do.
Yeah.
And so when that one person put their, they were all like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And it's just like, no.
That's why I think Maya was drunk, because she never put her hand up. She was like, you lying, right? And I was like, where did this Maya come from?
Yeah.
I think she came from those love cocktails.
You know, I think it's like, I don't know. I always find it so interesting, these people who just want to, like, they act like they're the judges, you know? Like, the judges aren't, it's like the group of women are judging. And they're like, I could have done just as good, or I could have done this. It's like, the judges don't think so. Like, the people who are judging whether or not you move on in the competition don't think so. Mm-hmm. So why don't you take what they have to say with, like, to credit? Well,
I think sort of a corollary to what you're saying is that, like, someone like Morphine, who lips, no, she didn't lip sync that week. Morphine, who was safe. Was that what she was? Mm, no, Morphine was in the bottom.
Oh, was she?
Wasn't she? I think she was in the bottom, but she didn't.
For this episode or last episode?
No, on the last episode. Oh, I think okay. She was in the bottom three, but wasn't in the final two, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
She was saved.
And I was like, well, if you can't do the small role, babe, what makes it that mm-hmm. you could do the lead role?
Mm.
Thank you. That's my philosophy 101. All right. Next, RuPaul announces that. Oh, we didn't talk about the reading challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
next
we have
day,
to.
But, yeah.
We don't have to talk about it.
So I want to talk about something. They come into the workroom and they gather on the table, and then out of nowhere, Morphine goes, let me tell you guys why I hate this bitch Tsunami. I'm like, where the fuck did this story come from? And it's about how Morphine saw a guy at a bar. Let's break this down.
Yeah.
Morphine saw a guy in a bar, thought he was attractive, asked the bartender, I think she asked the bartender if he was gay or whether he likes drag queens. The way she phrased it, I was unclear. And she got an affirmative. And then next thing she knows, Tsunami is making out with this guy.
No, yeah. I thought she asked Tsunami
she asked the bartender.
Oh, I thought the whole point was that she asked Tsunami mm-hmm. if she, and he said, yeah, she said yes. And then she went and made out with him.
No.
Oh.
It's just like getting the lead role. Why is she entitled to this man who loves the dolls? Yeah. And why is she entitled to the lead?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, you know, in my conspiracy theorist head, they already knew that Morphine and Tsunami were going to be in the bottom. So they wanted to showcase this friendship that they've had. So that was,
well,
that's,
you know,
how I
people
view
don't
it.
Know this. People don't know this. Lori and I didn't talk, gosh, for years, maybe almost 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Must have been nice.
Yeah, it was. But because, you know, I dated that. Why would they date it? I hooked up a lot with that comic. Right?
Yeah.
What, Garfield?
Asked,
Archie?
Yeah. Lori had, no, it was Doonesbury. Anyway. Lori had been asking about him, and the next thing she knew, I was making out with him. Yeah.
It was sexually attracted to.
Yeah, it was like, the one man Lori was sexually attracted to was an alcoholic, bloated alcoholic. Who has temper tantrums.
Mm.
And then there was a guy I made out with. Hey, everyone. I'll be at the Ha Ha Cafe in Lancashire next week. And I don't know if that joke was very good. Okay. Now let's talk about this reading challenge. Lori, you are a well-known insult comic in the L.A. Comedy scene. Like everyone knows. It's like Lisa Lampanelli and Lori Roggenkamp. And Lori, what did you think of this reading challenge?
So I will say this. I suck at roasting. I really do. I feel, and to be honest with you, I feel like I would do just as good as these queens did. Because my roasts are not like a good roast is like something where you say something tough about somebody, but you say it in a way that makes them laugh about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And my roasts are just pointed statements, you know? Like, I don't think I have, like, good jokes. I would just be, I always go to this, we were roasting this guy who's, like, an improv coach, and he had this cough. And so my roast joke was like, he's always caught. He has this like persistent cough. And it's funny because it's cancer and he's going to die soon. Yeah. That was like, that was my joke, oh. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's how terrible I am. Really weird. Roasting.
I didn't like, it's not good.
Yeah.
And what's weird, if people don't know this, Lori had to stop roasting people because one, she got really mean, nasty, and dark.
Yes.
But also, this is why she had to stop. She strangely was able to predict the future.
Yes.
It's really weird. Like, here I'm going to play one right now. I'm going to play a clip of Lori roasting Nancy Pelosi and her husband. Okay?
Paul Pelosi's here, everyone. Yeah, give it up for Paul Pelosi. Man, I hope someone beats the shit out of you with a hammer in your own home.
Isn't that weird?
I did not say that. That's AI. That's AI, Lori, that you're doing right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, she had some really dark, really, really dark ones.
Yeah.
She was on 910. On 910, she was doing a comedy show. I don't know what this joke meant, but here,
yeah,
here
but it was
right
1999.
Here.
So just so.
No, it was 910, 2001. And here's a joke.
Those are some nice looking World Trade Center buildings you got there. Be a shame if anything happened to them.
Why would you put that out into the universe? And why were you roasting the World Trade Center?
You were roasting New York buildings. That was the comedy show.
What did you have to say about the Chrysler?
Yeah. The Chrysler building. I was like, oh, it's a car and a building. Building and a car.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I do have that bit that she did.
Oh, Chrysler buildings here, everybody. Yeah. They both run like shit.
I thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
What about Empire State Building? What did she say about that?
In New York. That's what I said about that.
I have her worst of the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building's here, staring at me. It hasn't seen a creature this big since King Kong climbed to the top of it.
I don't even know what that joke
was.
That's great. I don't even know what it meant.
What does it mean?
People were in awe.
That's
of
not
this.
Even a joke.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is from a few years ago. It was at a basketball one. It's really weird.
Kobe Bryant is here. And don't go on that helicopter tomorrow.
Yeah.
Lori.
You in danger, girl.
That was the last time Lori. Yeah.
Kobe, you in danger, girl.
That was the last time. That was the last thing the night before Kobe went on a helicopter.
You need to stop making jokes, Lori.
Yeah.
Well, what's even weirder is I was the one who bought him the helicopter ticket. I bought it for him.
Yeah, she goes, here, sorry for ripping on you, and she gave him the helicopter ticket. So Lori, does it mean anything that last night Lori goes, I want to try out some new roast jokes on you? And she goes, Joe Batanz is here because she's gonna do a roast at her wedding. She goes, Joe Batanz was supposed to be here, everyone. Too bad he choked on that ham sandwich. On February 27th, 2024. So I'm actually staying away from him.
Yeah. 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 I'm just saying, I just joke it like I sees it, you know? I also love that this is the new show now where if the guest doesn't do what Joe wants to do, he'll just do an AI version and tell all the jokes. Pretty soon it's just going to be, Nathan, how was your vacation? And then it's just going to be AI Nathan.
Can AI Nathan take over? I'd love that.
Joe, I'm sorry for all those mean things I said to you on Just Between Us Girls.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
Oh, that was Lori. Okay, I thought that maybe that was Nathan. Back to the, no, so, but this roast was terrible. I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, the reading challenge. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, the reading challenge. Here's the thing. All right? And I don't understand these queens don't do this. You're going on RuPaul's Drag Race. Take a sewing lesson. Practice roasting. Like, just do that. Just do, get in the habit of doing that. Like, it's a job. You're going in for a job interview. You should have the necessary skills. You need to know how to sew, just basic things, and you should know how to craft a roast joke.
And maybe fact check whether or not your joke has already been said on a reading challenge in another season. Like, I think that morphine one with COVID, I think I've heard that somewhere else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you passed your COVID test. Like, that was, I swear, last season.
How come no one did anything for Q and be like, Q is here, everybody. People don't know she had to shorten her name for the show. It used to be Q Ball.
Or just like, Q's here, everybody. I've got a letter for you. Why?
Oh, there you go.
That's a good
Maya's one. Here, buddy. I got a letter for you. I got three. ZZZ. Joe is here, everybody. I got a letter for you. It's for your doctor. He says you need to lose weight. Why before his doctor? Don't pick on me. Nathan, what do you think of the reading challenge?
Yes, I didn't think the reading challenge was that good. Yeah, no. Nah.
Lori's busy merging games or something.
Oh, I wanted to fact check you because I really believe that she asked Tsunami, but she did not. She asked another drag queen.
Oh, are we still on this?
I was like, I was determined to prove you wrong, but she did not. She asked another drag queen.
And Nathan's at 2 o'clock. All right, Nathan, what did you think of the reading challenge?
Yeah, I get frustrated with the reading challenge when they'll just show like one bad joke for Maya and then like four of Tsunami's. And it's like, well, of course, Tsunami did better in the room and they're airing the better jokes. But I would love to see them all flop because none of them are that good anyway.
You're thinking Maya might have had good jokes?
No.
No. I want to see the bad ones.
Yeah, he wants to see all the bad ones.
I want a fair comparison.
I'll be honest with you. I was a little surprised that Plain wasn't funnier. I thought Plain would have been better.
Yeah.
I just, it's there's a difference. There's a difference between being, a bitch in conversation, a funny bitch in conversation, and roasting. Roasting is a very specific joke style. And I feel like it's hard to translate. You have to get in that practice. And so it's like, yeah, these queens should practice it. They should be, you know, doing it in shows. They should be trying it out. You know, just getting that. If I was going to go on RuPaul's Drag Race, that was what I would practice that. And I would practice my snatch game and take a sewing lesson.
One. She'll take one sewing lesson.
Just one. Just one.
Yeah, that'll
just
do one. It.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't really get the Morgan Freeman joke. Can either one of you explain neither. To me?
I don't remember. What was the Morgan Freeman joke?
She calls Safira. She goes, you're my sister. You're my mother. You're everything or something. And she goes, you're like the Morgan Freeman of drag. And then she goes, no, that's RuPaul. And I go, I don't, for either person, I don't get what that joke was.
I think they're just saying old and black.
Oh.
Like a, I don't know what the word is, but like somebody who's like revered in their, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like maybe
standing, I guess. I don't know.
Now, there are some people who clearly pre-wrote jokes in anticipation of what they would do, because the January 6th joke isn't bad, but it doesn't apply to anybody in that room.
No.
Like, no.
Why would Plasma, a Jewish gay person from New York City, be at January 6th?
Yeah, unless a touring company of Wicked was in D.C. at the time, she wasn't going to be there.
Fucking, I would have loved that. I would have loved if the insurrectionists were met with just Broadway touring company.
Yeah.
That
and
would
then,
have
like,
been
obscure ones too.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, because like, okay, I see the witch from Wicked and I see, oh yeah, there's the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Like, who is that?
Joseph Multicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah. That's the couple from the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That's Mimi from Rent.
Yeah.
And they're just singing, attacking them.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's probably proof that it wasn't Antifa. Because, you know, that's a conspiracy theory from the right. It's like, oh, no, it wasn't us. It was them. I'm like, no, if it was us, it would have been like, you know.
We would have, yeah.
Aiden Zane, a bunch of Aiden Zanes trying to storm.
If it was
the
Antifa, we would have gotten to Pence. Yeah. We would have.
It would have been an actual drag queen named Antifa.
Yeah, it would have been Antifa, just a giant drag queen just rolling in there.
Yeah. So, anyway, where do you think that this reading challenge falls in? For me, it's not the worst, but it's not the best. It's like in the low middle for me. What do you think, Lori?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, to be honest with you, it's telling that I've almost immediately forgotten all the jokes. Because none of them really felt like pointed or good or landed in any way.
Yeah, it's low middle for me. And this Dawn is my Plasma, because every time she tries to make a joke or call someone out, it just like, you're not that good. She says to Tsunami, you haven't made waves in the competition. And I was like, have you made waves? Where are your waves?
Yeah, Dawn low-key really bugs me.
You know what it reminds me of is I feel like she's under the umbrella of like other bitchy queens. but she's not good at it. And she, but she thinks that because she's under their umbrella that she's good at it.
You know what she's like? And it's sad I'm not on Drag Race because we could have made a great couple. Here's what I mean. You know that annoying little gremlin that sits on Jabba the Hutt's shoulder?
Christian?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now, Nathan. I talked to Christian yesterday.
Oh, you poor thing.
And he goes, you have not gone an episode without someone name dropping me. And I go, just you watch. I'm not going to mention you at all on the show. And then you go and name him. Anyway, you know that annoying... I'm going to cut it out. I don't want him to get the satisfaction. Sure. You know that annoying little gremlin that sits on Jabba the Hutt's...
Christian?
Like, shoulder or something? Okay, I'm going to... I can't drop it. I think people can infer what I was trying to say. Next... RuPaul announces this week's Maxi Challenge, the Snatch Game. Each queen will impersonate a celebrity in the beloved annual tradition. In the workroom, the girls work on their Snatch Game characters. Next, Rue and Chad Michaels enter the workroom to give the girls Snatch Game advice. Morphine's Anna Delvey gets a laugh from Rue. Plain Jane introduces Rue to Yelena Carlusa. And Maya seeks to shed the timid label as Tiffany New York Pollard. Saphira's James Brown earns Rue's approval, while Nymphia's Jane Goodall gets more questions than laughs. Before Rue leaves, she informs Plain Jane that she only has 3 more chances to use her immunity potion on herself or another queen. Lori, let's start with you. We covered a lot of ground there. Let's actually start... with the workroom, when they start working in the workroom on their what they're going to do, what they're going to develop, what they're going to say, and they're gonna track, do you have any comments on that part?
No, I thought that I was like, oh, finally, they're actually helping these queens. And then they get to Nymphia and they give her no advice. I mean, honestly, like, to me, okay, this is, and I told Star this, and she was like, I have no idea what you're referencing. But in my opinion, and I feel like this is a clear-cut thing, the funny part about Jane Goodall would be that she fucks the animals.
Oh. Yeah, you're making, you know what, you're kind of making my point about Amelia Earhart. We can cover this. Why don't we cover this on Snatch Game? But you're right.
Okay.
You are 100% right. I got in a fight with this with a friend that I know. He and I got into it. Like, this is probably the harshest argument we've ever gone into about Drag Race.
Really?
About this Snatch Game. Oh, yeah.
But I was so frustrated with them that they didn't give Nymphia that note. They basically, like, they saw that she was walking into a door, like a plain glass door, and they were like, keep going. Like, they didn't do anything.
I don't think that they, in the rarest circumstances, I don't think they'll tell you what angle to take. Am I wrong, Nathan?
Well, they did it for Maya, which
yeah,
was,
they did it for
which
Maya.
Blew my mind.
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
No, here's the deal. You're right. They did. But I have a conspiracy theory on this. And I also think Maya misunderstood what RuPaul was saying. She misunderstood RuPaul's
Well, she
comment.
Did. She did, but yeah. It actually worked for her. But
did it, though?
Well, I mean, she's safe. Yeah. She was in the top. Oh, she was in the top.
It was
she
wild.
Even, yeah.
But I don't understand how they were like, oh, Maya, you can't do... Tiffany New York Pollard because she's
no,
too
she
loud.
Didn't say
why
that.
Don't you
they
do?
Didn't,
why don't you do
they,
your loud friend?
That's not what they
she,
said.
That's what she took from it.
No,
which is crazy.
Said channel.
That's what she took from it.
That's what
she
took
from it.
She said channel your
yes.
friend. Yeah.
Lori is 100% right.
She did not
she
tell
went
her.
She just did a friend.
But see, the thing is that to be honest with yes. you, I thought that was. I thought, well, no, because you don't want to do, I would, honestly, I think the only person I was worried about, not necessarily like, there were people that I was like, you're not going to do a good job at this. Like Dawn with Meghan McCain. I was like, this is not going to be good.
She didn't have the chops. You could have done Meghan McCain funny, but she didn't.
She didn't. Yeah. But I was like, that's a clever character. But I was like, I don't see you paying this off. The only one I was worried about was Amaya because I was like, you can't play somebody who's already a joke. You can't play Tiffany Pollard because she's already a joke.
Yes.
And so
that drag queen you're talking about, Lori, what's her name?
Amaya?
I thought you said
or
that.
Amani. Wait, Amaya?
The full name.
No. She got it right. Amani. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Whatever.
I thought you said something else.
So she said, what you want to do is channel your friend. You want to make it a
yes.
caricature.
Yes.
Channel your yes. friend. And I think what she took from that was, I have to be
my friend.
You are 100% correct. Because they go... Because she says, how are you going to, this is the in summary, the conversation. She says, oh, Tiffany New York Pollard, Which, by the way, Rue kind of hinted too. Rue gave Maya a lot of help. She goes, "Oh, are you doing Cher?" Which, if Maya would have just been gone on there, went great to everything, she would have won the whole fucking thing. She would have just walked away. She would have been one of the most iconic Snatch Game performances, but she didn't. Okay, so he goes, "No, I'm doing Tiffany New York Pollard." And then Rue says to her, "Oh, well, how are you gonna do that? How are you gonna make that funny?" And she says, "Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to cut up like I do with my friends." And then Rue says something along the lines of what Lori said, which is, "Oh, okay. Well, just channel your friend, one of your friends." Yeah. And my Amani took that to sit and took that and ran and took that to be, "I need to do."
In a rare moment of niceness for Morphine, she goes, "No, you need to," she said, "you need to channel." And it was like, it still went over her head. She was just like, "Yeah, we're both saying the same thing." And Morphine's like, "No, we're not."
If she can't channel Tiffany, how's she going to channel a friend? Like, how can she channel anybody?
But Tiffany is not a real, Tiffany is a caricature.
Yes.
Tiffany Pollard is not that person in real, she's just a caricature of of this person. So that's why you like, it's the same thing with Plain Jane. We have no fucking idea who this Serbian Lady Gaga really is. Yes. So she could just go out there and do whomever.
Yes, 100%. And I know that this person I'm talking about is going to mad come. Basically, he's going to think I'm arguing against what I said. But Lori is right on the money. Just because you choose this celebrity doesn't mean that you have to honor the actual impression of the celebrity. So Tiffany Pollard could have been her. It could have been what's her name? Tiffany Haddish. It could have, remember last week you said NeNe Leakes. It could have been any of those. Rue was trying to say is just channel the friend that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I actually want to say, I think she really was going to do one of her friends. Right?
Yes.
And I think a producer said to her, "No, you can't do that." So they compromised with Trina, the rapper, her cousin.
Her cousin.
Why not do Trina? Like, yeah. what was the idea? So weird.
That's super weird. But again, so we take that, right? We take all the work that they put into her. And then you have Nymphia, who's like, "I'm just going to focus on her talking to animals and the good work she does." And nobody's like, "No, you should do She Fucks the Animals." Nobody said that to her.
Lori, I have a big thought about this, but we'll talk about it in the Snatch Game. Let's talk about Dawn's opinion about Plasma, where she says, Plasma won a couple of times doing the shtick. So now everything is this shtick. And Nathan and I are going to nerd out Broadway-wise when we get to Patti LuPone. Don't even get me started on that shit.
Oh, my God. I literally spit up a little bit when they said they didn't know who Patti LuPone was. I was like, how can you not know who Patti LuPone is?
Well, these people hadn't seen Sound of Music. Like, that's not their jam.
I've never seen Sound of Music. I still know who Patti fucking LuPone is.
Do you know who she played in Sound of Music, though?
No, I do not. Because I've never seen it.
She was Rolf. I wish, there's that little twink that can do Patti LuPone impression. Have you seen him, Nathan?
Yeah. Plasma should have watched those videos.
Yeah, exactly. And well, like, I would love, yeah.
We'll get into, I felt like there were clearly people that the producers and RuPaul were like, "We're going to make it seem like they did a great job." And it's like, if they really wanted to put the mean filter, they could have made a lot of these queens look like they were doing terrible jobs.
Because
they
were really doing bad jobs. They've done this before. Sometimes they don't mind making it look like shit. And so they'll show the truly how bad it was. And then sometimes it's good. They'll show it's good. But sometimes it's shitty and they try to make it look good. It reminds me of how, like, cause I don't even think Plain Jane was that great either. We're talking about Snatch Game.
The thing that frustrates me again is with Dawn is that she acts like the judges aren't the ones who make the fucking decisions.
Yeah.
Because Dawn's like, "Oh, she does her shtick and she wins, and then she does again, she wins, so she's going to keep doing it." It's like, yeah, because she's fucking winning, you dumb cunt.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Who's the one that said, is it Dawn who said, "Oh my God, I think you're right"? Is Dawn the one who, like, went during the table visit when Safira is kikiing with RuPaul about the James Brown concert? And is it Dawn that says, "Ugh, look at Safira kissing up to RuPaul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was my the one. God, this bitch. This bitch. Yes. Because I was like,
it's like,
yeah, this is what you do in a show.
What do you think is supposed to happen?
Yeah.
How do you think you're supposed to play the fucking game, you stupid idiot?
Because, you know, to be honest with you, not to bring it into race, Gigi Good was the same fucking way. And so was somebody else studied her, like, knew something about RuPaul and used that knowledge as a character.
Do whatever you need to do.
Lux Noir London. You're right. Lux Noir London did it too.
Do whatever you need to do to win.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't understand these queens who are judging how these queens are. It's like, I don't give a shit. Do whatever you fucking need to do to win.
Yeah, and Rue's favorite drag queen is Rue. So it's like, appeal to that element of Rue's personality.
And even Chad Michael says your goal is to make Rue laugh.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, and how good was Chad? It was so nice to see Chad again. Did you guys like that?
Yes, but I love how they had to explain who Chad was. It was so sad. They never
It has it. Been like, a while.
She walked in there like, oh, look, it's Chad Michaels, the icon from season 4 and All-Star season 1. And I'm like, oh, they have to say who she is. Oh, my God. And then also, really, to go back to table visits really quickly. Why do they do these lies where, like, how is it that fucking Chad Michaels looks at the wig and glasses and goes, oh, you're doing Anna Delvey. And then Rue goes to her, are you Jane Goodall? No, there's no fucking
no
way
fucking
that those
clue.
Two bitches knew who those characters were from that.
There's no way. Well, they want to make it seem like they're so in the know about character, you know, character work.
Yeah. And they're like, Anna Delvey, that's so current. And I was like, I don't think it's that current.
No. It's like five years ago.
But when did the movie come out? Was it like, it seemed like it was something that just came out or something like that.
It felt COVID era for me.
At least 2 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
And there's been like a movie and a series on it.
By the way, she was supposed to be on the show today and she didn't show up.
Anna Delvey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She didn't she say that you owe me like, you have to pay me like $1,000?
Yeah, I paid her.
Yeah.
You would think she'd be here. I even said, I go, this is the money I was going to pay Lori, but okay, I'll pay you to come on the show.
You did. That's what I remember, because you called me and you were like, I got Anna Delvey. Yeah, I remember how I told you I was going to pay you $1,000. I'm going to pay Anna Delvey. And
you were fine with it.
I was fine. She even was on the phone call. She was like, yes, darling.
Well, you know what's weird is, it was weird that I've only spoken to Anna Delvey through your, like, Lori calls me and goes, I'm with Anna Delvey right now. She wants to talk
her on.
Yeah. And then she puts her on.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anna just walked in.
Oh, she did?
Anna, come over here.
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you?
Sorry, I'm late for the podcast. I didn't want to be here.
Yeah. Anna, why don't you just stay on the rest of the show? Because I don't like this Lori. And I already paid you the money.
No.
And Anna, what did you think of Morphine's impression of you?
I thought it was bad. It was very bad.
Oh, really?
She did not capture me on my essence.
Yeah.
Nathan, is it true you were kicked off your cruise for being too boring?
Oh.
Fuck you, Anna.
Well, Anna's great. I love her. I wish you'd come on every week.
Yes. Joe, I could you back up from the screen? Oh, God, no, sorry, you're just that fat.
Well, Anna Delvey is brutal, man.
She's rough.
She's rough. Is Lori there?
Yes. Yeah, she's standing, but she's sweating a lot because this is the longest she's ever had to stand.
Wow, I can't believe Lori's letting her say these things right in front of her.
All
right,
I'm going to go. I don't want to be here anymore.
Anna, I paid you $1,000.
Bye.
All right, guys. I'm going to sort things out. We're going to take
She's my best friend, guys. She's my best friend.
We're going to take a break. When we come back right after this. Wait, I don't even know how to talk anymore. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Snatch Game right after this. Are back. Hey guys, let's talk about the Snatch Game. Going with what Lori said, we're going to go around the horn. Going with what Lori said, I think Lori had a brilliant idea. Jane Goodall should have been either outright saying or implying she was fucking the animals. I never thought of that. I mean, but that's exactly it.
Doesn't that seem like it's clearly the route to go?
Well, once you said it, I will say that the same thing that I was telling somebody today, I was like, how were there no jokes about what a fucking dyke Amelia Earhart was?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, Amelia Earhart should have been like an oversexed lesbian. You know, I could think of it. Like she could have been like lusting after Plain Jane's character, being like, I was on a desert island for 70 years, Rue, you got to give me a break or something like that. You know, I don't know.
Or could she have just like ducked under the bench and just disappeared for a whole section?
That would have been funny. Yes.
That would have been great. Yeah. She just, they can't find, or like incorporate how they just found her plane, you know, like bring some top, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, well, actually that was filmed a while ago, so never mind. They couldn't have seen into the future. But Amelia Earhart was bad. Megan McCain was bad.
You should have done a roast. If you would have been there, your roast would have said it.
You know what I was really upset with was Tsunami. Because I felt like Tsunami had a character that I was like, oh, I'd like to see this. And then it was just like, yes, it was just Tsunami saying, I like gold. That was it.
So what made you excited? Because I was confused in the workroom when they were like, oh, this is going to be great. The gold tooth fairy. Like, we're so excited. Yes, for me, it just sounded shit.
No, I'll tell you why. It's a mistake that they were making. Tsunami Muse is Afro-Latina. So she is not a black American male. So it probably didn't occur to her that the way you would have done that, or maybe she doesn't have that connection to the African American community, would have been to lean, which RuPaul would have loved, but to lean into the stereotypical, and this is something RuPaul really loves, like a hood
pimp.
Guy, a guy from,
yeah,
like a like pimp a or something like that. And if she would have played the character as like a pimp who's in the gold teeth and nothing else, and leaned into that, it would have killed.
It would have. I mean, honestly, that's what I thought she was going to do. And I thought, oh, this is a genius because RuPaul loves stereotypes.
Yes.
She loves stereotypes. So, like, I was like, she's going to do great. But it really was just It really was just Tsunami going, I like gold. And I pick gold out of teeth. That was it. And it was just, I was just like, oh, no.
It's strange that Tsunami falls under this branch. But there's a lot of these queens were literally like they read the Wikipedia article and the joke was reading trivia back. I don't know where they got this idea. Plasma did it as Patti LuPone, and Amelia Earhart did it. What's her
Dawn?
Name? Jane Goodall did it.
Nymphia
Jane Goodall
did it.
Well, yeah,
Nymphia
Jane Goodall
did it. You're right.
Yeah.
Dawn did it.
As Megan McCain. Even Sephora, I would say, as James Brown.
Brown.
Yeah, I was kind
Sephora?
Of shocked.
Yeah. Yep.
What did I say?
Why are we? No, what, you think?
Sophia, whatever. Her,
Sephora, go on.
So even James Brown, I felt like they were making it seem like it was better than it was. Where I was like, I am not getting this.
Lori, you are so right today.
Thank you.
I think.
Why am I? Is it because I'm aligning with your opinions? Is that why I'm right?
No, I got a message that you're completely correct. It comes across the screen.
I can't.
But Lori is 100% correct. It's that she had one good moment. She was really good with Rue with that going back and forth about the shoes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was pretty mid.
Dullsville.
If I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the whole thing was mid.
Well, yeah. They had the two most boring pit crew guys it was
well,
just like
they were funnier than the rest of the queens, and I appreciated that there was a cutout so you could still see their underwear.
Yeah, I was a little mad at first, but yeah. By the way, with the Carson Kressley joke, I feel that was an obvious joke
butthole.
There when he because the prompt the well yeah I was gonna say his queer eye, like that's right there, it's sitting. Such I was like, queer eye. Someone say queer eye. They pulled it out of his queer eye.
That's how I felt about Jane Goodall. When she brought out the puppet at the end, I thought, oh, okay, she's going to make out with this puppet. And then, no, she just has the puppet do monkey sounds. And I was like, what is wrong with... Am I a crazy person? Honestly, I feel like Jane Goodall could have been the best if she would have just been, I'm fucking these animals.
You know, speaking of, Nathan, how old is Robert Irwin now?
He 20.
I think he's in his 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's about to host I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And okay. It doesn't air for like another few weeks, but for the past, like since January, I think, they've been airing this fucking video of Robert Irwin singing a song and he's like, I'm only 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've been seeing a lot of thirst TikToks for him. And I'm like, what is going on? Isn't he a child? But I was like, okay.
He's really having a moment. He's blooming.
Plain Jane, I thought, did the best. But I mean, it was like, she picked the best character because she picked like a Serbian. And Serbians, all they can, they just say like, you know.
We're going to dangerous territory.
Yeah. Mean things with an accent. And it's just funny, you know. Like she said that, you know, when she said.
Mm-hmm. What other Serbian bits do you have?
I mean, I just did it with Anna Delvey. I was just basically a Serbian woman. So.
Okay. Any other big thoughts on any of this is just a specific character. Like I'm going to go down the list. Q was mid. What are you saying?
Oh, can we talk about Plasma's Patty?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Plasma Patty LuPone. I have a lot of nerdy thoughts about this.
Fucking missed opportunity. Like, I've wanted someone to do Patty for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought she would have, like, maybe started screaming at the cameraman halfway through, being like, stop filming, yes, or something that like that. Been good. Or, like, shading Madonna and Andrew Lloyd Webber at every opportunity. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. Patty can be great, but yeah, Plasma was just sprouting facts.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, come on, Patty! And on my own.
She was essentially doing, oh God, what was her character? What was the, I'm terrible with names. She was essentially doing the pretending to be, who was that drag queen in All Stars who won and she did like the actress from,
You talking about Mae West?
No. God damn it. What was her name? She did Natasha Leggera. Are you talking about
the drag queen or the character?
Well, the drag queen who did the, God, fuck, what's her?
Kenya Michaels?
No, what's the?
Dax exclamation point?
The movie is, the actress princess? From the movie, the actress from the movie is the Scarecrow, the Lion.
What?
Who's the, that,
the Witch in the Wardrobe?
No, what movie is where they go over, they follow Charlize the Yellow Theron. Brick Road?
Follow the Wiz.
The no.
Wicked.
What other
Return
movie?
Return to Oz?
No. Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the actress in Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm. The witch was
Joan
played
Crawford?
By
like I hate you all.
Bert La?
Liza Minnelli?
The Wizard of
Oz. Hush me, Liza Minnelli. And I'm in the Wizard of Oz.
Judy Garland.
Oh, okay.
Mama.
Who's the drag queen
Mama
who did?
Mama always said I could play Dorothy. What?
Who's the drag queen who did Judy Garland in? And she killed it.
No, I don't know anyone
who killed Judy Garland. It's that guy. That was
no,
season 5.
Jinx Monsoon. All right, I answered my own questions because you two were absolutely no help. So Jinx, I think she was doing a version of Jinx Monsoon's Judy Garland as Patty LuPone.
No,
that took
no,
a while.
No.
How is Rue better at remembering names than you are?
Yeah,
I
here's
suck
what happened.
At it.
This is actually part of my rant. Patty LuPone has originated and played some of the most iconic Broadway characters. One, Evita. Two, Fantine in Les Miserables. Uh-huh. Three, the Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard. I mean, uh-huh. That's just three right there. There's
and
other
then
ones
also
I...
you got Mama Rose's Gypsy and
oh,
the company
yeah, Gypsy,
person.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's the thing. It's just what Plasma chose to do is portrayed Joanne from Company. Here's the problem. Joanne is already kind of belongs to, this is getting to Broadway nerdiness here, Elaine Stritch. I mean, it was written for Elaine Stritch. It's based on Elaine Stritch. It's her iconic character. And now Elaine Stritch is dead. And Patty LuPone recently has played her on Joanne on Broadway, and she's done very well. But that's not who you're going to
mm-mm.
if you're going to do a Patty LuPone. You're not doing Joanne.
No.
From Company.
Well, with Patty, you don't even need to do like the thing where you just play a character and you just say it's the actor's name.
Yes.
You know how they sometimes
say,
you don't need to go to that territory. You can just be Patty. She's iconic enough.
Yes. And what kind of like, oh, Patty, what do you think of this? You know, Ro, I auditioned to be Cinderella in Into the Woods, but they said I was too old. And I was like, okay, that's a Wikipedia. I don't even know if that's true. It sounds like it's true. And that Plasma wants to.
How does it even matter?
Yeah, it was sort of like, what am I supposed to do with that? Oh, here's another thing I want to nerd out about, but now with Lori. Now, I am not, no, guys, people should know this. This is, I didn't make this up. This is real. This is fact. Lori is considered like the queen of improv and sketch comedy in the Los Angeles area. Like, people like, oh, when they see her.
Yes, and she's very prophetic.
It's funny that you say that. I feel, and then Carson praises it later, that Plain Jane full on denied Morphine opening up a game with her.
Yeah, it was very funny.
But Lori knows about this stuff. I don't. I've never taken an improv class. Lori, what do you think?
Well, so it's different. This is the funny thing about when you do character improv, when you're playing a character, is that you want to say yes to your partner, but you also want to say yes to your character. So when you answer a question, that's how her character would answer that question. So she didn't necessarily deny Anna Delvey. She just said yes to her character. And Morphine is just not a good improviser, and she couldn't continue the game. Because the whole thing is you find the scene with each other. So it's not that Morphine gave her threw out something, and then Plain Jane threw it back, and now you have like the start of something. And so Morphine could have said something else to add to it, but she didn't. So it just died.
Okay, I got the answer from the expert, and there we go. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up as well is, so at the table visit, RuPaul asks Morphine how, you know, show us a little Anna Delvey. And she goes, oh, she turns to whoever's right next to her. She goes, your clothes makes you look poor. And then she does the same fucking joke on the Snatch Game. I'm like, bitch, you can't use the same joke twice.
Well, because she got a laugh. I mean, that is somebody who's new to that kind of stuff is that when you get a laugh, you think that that's going to keep happening. You know, so you just go, oh, I'm just going to hit the same thing over because I know that that's a laugh. So,
So speaking of Q, Q's one of these people who clearly over prepares. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think was so prepared that she wasn't listening to RuPaul, which is, and Lori will back me up on this, a big part of any kind of character or improv scene, right?
Yes.
Because I feel when she talks about, she said gas, right? And then Ru says something to her like, well, you know, Q, how do you deal with gas or something like that? And Q just like, it went over Q's head. She wasn't listening and she didn't take the softball that RuPaul was offering her and hit it out of the park. It was sort of.
Yeah, she said something funny, which is that she recycles her own gas, which is funny because it's like, well, how you think about like farts, right? That's how you're thinking. And then then RuPaul asks her something, kind of softballs it to her, and then she just goes, uh-huh, and that's it. That's basically all that.
Can we talk about Imani? Because I didn't find it funny or a good character at all, but she ended up in the top. So, like, did you guys see something I didn't?
So,
about Imani? I'm glad you segued into that, Nathan. I have a big thought on this. Lori, go ahead.
So there's two components to that. The one is that she's playing this outlandish character, right? And she is playing it. And so the main part of her sort of being on the top wasn't necessarily that the character's good or that it's the best or it's funny. It's that she is doing something that nobody thought that she could do, which is play a character. So that's why she's at the top, because you get that factor of like, oh, you take this shy person who's normally very reserved, and then she plays like this outlandish, big-tittied woman, you know. So that is how I believe why she was in the top.
Now, look, Lori has her theory, and it's sure very valid. My whole thing is they fucking Trinity K. Bonet her. I'm telling you right now, look, this is speculation. It's a conspiracy theory. Look, last week I said I thought that Maya was going to go home this week because she wouldn't do shitty. I'm going to say I was half wrong. I still think she did shitty. I still don't think it was funny. I don't think it was good. I think what they did, she sees it as a win, and I think it was a curse. And what I mean, they did this Trinity K. Bonet during a comedy challenge, which is they just gave it to her to close the storyline. They just ended Maya's storyline in that she redeemed her arc, that she came out of her shell, that she, she overcame her obstacle and she did well in the competition. Because next week It's a design challenge. That bitch can't sew. And it's neo-goth. So my prediction is she's not going to do well at all on that design challenge.
I think she can surprise you.
Have the lip sync again.
Yeah, okay, Joe, we'll that's correct. Out. Lori, incorrect.
I think she could surprise us. I think she's we haven't seen enough from her.
Stop lying.
Okay, I didn't do that. Nathan, did you get a soundboard or something?
Stop it.
Yeah.
You did it. You did it. You even moved your chair. We saw you do it. Why, so stop
Lori,
it.
Do you think I have an actual how would I have to move my chair?
Just move on.
My finger slipped.
You know what? Lori doesn't do this joke she used to do a long time ago where she's go moveon.org. You remember that, Lori?
I do. I still do it. I just don't do it as much. I say to my students a lot, I'll say, okay, moveon.org. Let's get back to the assignment.
All right, let's go to elimination day. It's elimination day and the girls get ready for the runway. Tsunami believes she'll be safe, but Safira fears for her own safety. Morphine and Nymphia vie for Plane's immunity potion, but she rebuffs both of them. Nymphia shares that Taiwan is pro-LGBT, while Plane contrasts that with Russia's more conservative culture. Plane also shares memories of her grandmother. Safira reveals her father's MMA connection and the strain Safira's gay identity put on their relationship. Nathan, let's start with you. Any thoughts on this elimination day?
Yeah, I feel like they're making too big of a deal about the immunity potion because Rue said there's 3 weeks left of it. It's not like expiring tonight. So I don't know why they're all making a scramble to try and get Plane's immunity potion because like she's not going to use it right now. It doesn't serve her storyline yet. So of course not. So well, I felt like we wasted too much time on that.
Not only that, but like even if you're saying if you find out the actual deadline, well, you're going to hold on to it till the very last minute because what if she needs it next week? What if she needs it the week? Why would she do that?
Yeah. So
she's gonna, and if that last week she doesn't need it, then she'll bargain with it to give it to somebody.
I think it's I also think it's kind of ridiculous that they're at thinking that Plain Jane is going to give it to anyone else but herself. Like, what in the history of her gameplay has made you think that she's not going to keep it for herself? So,
well, I do think on the last day, if she doesn't feel she needs it, she will use it to get something.
I think so.
Maybe, but I think that she's going to, I would even go so far as to say she would use it on herself just to be safe. So,
yeah.
Unless she thinks that she like did enough to win.
Any other thoughts on this elimination day?
No.
Let's talk about the looks. The theme was Dancing Queen. Nathan, were there any strong looks, any horrible looks that you want to talk about?
I thought it was a fun category, and I enjoyed the like dancey element throughout it. I thought Nymphia was beautiful, so visually interesting. Like, who cares if she didn't fuck the gorillas, because this made up for it in that moment.
Yeah.
And everyone else was sort of like, okay. I feel like that was the major standout. Everyone else was fine. Some beautiful dresses, some boring presentations. But Dawn, I mean, not Dawn, Plasma tap dancing down that fucking stage.
Oh,
like,
God.
I was ready to murder.
Once again, I was ready to put on a cutoff t-shirt and get a buzz cut and just bully the fuck out of her and shove her in a locker. It was so... Put her upside down in a trash can. Well, Lori, what did they do to you in high school? Whatever they did to Lori in high school, I was ready to do that. I was ready to make Plasma eat ketchup and mustard from a plate in the library.
I didn't get bullied. I didn't get bullied in high school. I found out later I was the bully.
So. Lori and I have this in common.
People were... I remember talking to someone, and they were like, you were really mean in high school. I was like, I was? What? So, and then I was like, oh, I was very sarcastic in high school. So I'd always be like, anytime somebody would do something, I'd be like, great job!
But still on Plasma, when she said these taps are not dubbed, I'm legitimately tap dancing, I was like, who ever would have thought they'd dub tap?
Who would go through and dub the tap? Tap?
What a fucking
that makes
idiot.
No sense. Yeah,
who would even be thinking about that?
It just also makes me laugh that, like, you know, all these people of color come out and they do these like great dances. And then the white people come out and do the worst possible dances. I'm just like, except for Plain Jane, but Plain Jane is, you know, Russian. But
well, here's the thing, too, is that, like, I hate to break it to you. As of now, tap is not where it's at. Who's tap dancing anymore?
As of now?
It's pretty popular on TikTok.
Well, I'm just saying, like, It's pure like faggotry because,
of course,
I remember when I was a kid, because I used to watch a lot of Little Rascals when I was a kid. I was convinced if you wanted to make it in Hollywood, you had to learn how to tap dance. Okay. But I was a child.
In the 20s?
Right? I was a child in the 1920s. You guys, people don't know this. I was Spanky in the Little Rascals.
What?
Yes. You were? Yes. I was Spanky.
I was the hut that they all went into. Yeah. All hung out in.
Yeah. We used to do the shows inside of Lori.
Yeah.
And then that's where Lori got all her jokes about in 2006 from Buckwheat and all those people. It's really
Buckwheat Lori was super racist.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on the look before I move on?
No.
On the main stage, Rude Names playing the winner of the challenge before placing Morphine Love Dion and Tsunami Muse in the bottom two, forcing them to face off in a lip sync battle for their lives. The song "I Want to Dance with Somebody" by Whitney Houston. In the end, Morphine was told "Shantae, you stay," while Tsunami Muse was asked to sashay away. Ladies, any final thoughts on the episode? Let's start with you, Lori, because you don't usually have final thoughts.
I have one final thought, and it's based off a TikTok I saw yesterday that I thought was, I haven't looked into it, but I wish it was true. I want it to be true. Mm-hmm. Is that the engineer, the sound engineer who recorded, when they recorded, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
That the sound engineer put a de-esser on the song. So anytime Whitney Houston sang an S sound, it was basically taken out. It was really muffled. So there were no S sounds in the song. So he had to go back and manually put in S sounds into the song. And I was like, I don't know why, but I want that to be true. So when I was listening to it, I just kept hearing S. So I thought that was funny.
Nathan Brown?
Well, it seems like Q is just getting super fucking rattled. Like when she was at the back sort of gagging that Imani might have been at the top. And then that makes me think about her unraveling on social media right now. Yes. Have you seen this?
Yes. Yes.
No, what's happening?
Insane. It's insane.
She seems to be going through like the Drag Race hashtag and responding to comments about her, calling out the people making the comments for being ugly and irrelevant. And they've not even tagged her is the thing. It doesn't seem like these people are actually actively being mean and targeting her, but she's crumbling.
Some of them are really? Even, she's misinterpreting them and they're actually like supporting her and she'll be like, you know, shut up, you worthless cow or something like that, right?
Yeah.
The comments were great on this Reddit post because somebody said, and this is really insightful, I think. I mean, I don't think the person knew, but they went, suggesting that based on these comments, she doesn't make it to the finale.
It doesn't seem that way.
Because people should know, like, people who make it to the finale are generally pretty magnanimous on social media because they know any sort of bad behavior could impact whether they win or not. So that they're suggesting that because of Q's behavior, that she's behaving like someone who did not make it to the finale.
Well, I don't think Q's going to make it to the finale because she's just, she's like a great seamstress, but she's just a mid-level performer, but has the ego of somebody who, you know, thinks that they should win every competition.
This comes up actually on, if you guys didn't see Untucked, I don't know if it's worth seeing if you didn't see it. It's like a brief moment where Plain, out of nowhere in very plain Jane fashion, says to the other girls that essentially, with her, the exception of her, which she's not right on that one, that everybody was pretty mid on this Snatch Game, and Q gets really upset, and they have a few seconds of going back and forth and sniping back and forth, but it's crazy.
It's like, Q, you were safe. That's the definition of mid in this in this environment.
I know, but I think that's hard for her. Yeah. So people should check out Untucked. People should check out that Reddit post. The one thing I'm going to say, so we'll talk about that more on Rulaska Thoughts once more has probably happened by the time we record. Two, and I'll discuss, this is a preview for Rulaska Thoughts. I also want to talk about, and maybe this is true for a lot of people, but also my progression and change of heart on Morphine Love Dion. And I'm going to talk about that at length on Roulette. Not that she's necessarily my favorite so far, but I had a deep hatred for her episode one, and it's evolved to at least, like, I'm glad she's there and she's a valuable part of the cast.
I kind of find her annoying. As time has gone on, I find her annoying. I feel like she's kind of also turning into one of the, like, kind of like a less annoying Q, where it's like she just feels like any competition she should be the one of the in the top or a winner.
It's a valid argument. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us next week and every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16. Hold on. Lori, do you have any plugs? I forgot to ask you.
I think Bloody Podcast is coming back at some point, so keep an eye out for that. We may be changing our name, and we recorded two episodes that we're having edited right now. So.
I have a problem, though. I'll be honest with you. I found out what you're changing your name to, and I'm not cool with it.
We haven't decided on a name. So
Drag Race Recap. It's already taken. It's our show. Don't call your show Drag Race Recap.
Yeah. We call it, actually, it's Drag Her Race Recap.
So. Oh, that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Lori Roggenkamp, Nathan Brown, and myself.
That was Jane Goodall fucking you, the gorilla.
Thank you for listening to Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia. You can also email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us over at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This podcast was produced by Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has another podcast. It's called Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Nathan Brown on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Follow Joe Batance on Instagram at Joe Batance. Special thanks to these expensive tier Patreon supporters. Alex S. Anonymous. April Pacheco. Astute Girl. Brad Coley. Filsket Pony, Deckhead, Doofus Maximus, E. Smith, Elizabeth Tinner, Emma, Humble Pie, Isaac Martin, Jade Thomas Plank, Jesse Harris, Kathy Zender, Lauren Eckert, Lucy Carrasco, Luke Stamen, Mike Yeager, Nikki Baker, Poppy Woods, Ricardo the Hood Edda, Robert NYC, Sarah Yu, Runner Brandon, Tom Bombs, Travi Cosmos, Troy Anderson, and Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.